Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Bournemouth Daily Echo newspaper reports that Anne Widdecombe, a Conservative Party member of the British Parliament, warned a Bournemouth church on Saturday that new equality laws could see religious Britons being sued. The Tory MP appeared at a debate titled Christianity in Public Life at St. Andrew's Bournemouth United Reformed Church. During a question and answer session, she said, quote, "For the first time in this country, we are being obliged as citizens to do things which are against our conscience. The other thing is that you can now have the police on your doorstep, but not for something that you have done, but for the views that you have expressed," end quote. Widdecombe cited examples of religious printers refusing to print Gay Pride March leaflets, and of a religious couple questioned by police for asking to leave religious leaflets in a council register office used for civil partnerships. She was apparently referring to legislation contained in the Equality Bill and other laws around inciting homophobic hatred. Widdecombe further said, quote, "We now have blurred the line completely between stirring up hatred and stirring up violence and merely expressing an opinion," end quote. Widdecombe has previously campaigned very strongly against equal rights for lesbian, gay, trans Britons and government plans to allow unmarried and gay couples to adopt children. In 2000, she said homosexual relationships did not have equal validity with heterosexual relationships. She later dismissed the first Tory lesbian, gay, trans summit as misguided. And a Michigan Secretary of State candidate, Republican State Representative Paul Scott, has said in his announcement of candidacy for the position that he plans to reverse a policy that allows transgender individuals to change their gender on state-issued identification. Scott wrote on his website, quote, "I will make it a priority to ensure transgender individuals will not be allowed to change the sex on their driver's license in any circumstance," end quote. According to the Grand Rapids Press newspaper, the policy dates to 2005. At that time, Michigan's American Civil Liberties Union and Transgender Michigan worked jointly with the Secretary of State's office to ensure transgender individuals can identify their chosen gender on the state's driver's licenses and identification cards. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.